We all got skills. We have talents and we have passions. But mine happens to be sex. This is the Fun Sexual Podcast with your oversharing swinky best friend, Majesty. And I'm talking sex and all of the ways and all of the things that make sex, well, fun. Welcome, friends, to the Fun Sexual Podcast. It is me, your girl, Majesty. That's M-A-J-E-S-T-Y-Y-Y. Give me all three of my Ys, okay? I'm tired of y'all dropping my other two Ys off. That's not me. I got three Ys. Also known as the Play Party Princess, the Wholesome Hoe, the Sexy Sweetheart, a Fistful of Fun, and the Cultivator of Good Vibes. And if you are watching, which you should be watching on YouTube, I am sitting next to the lovely, the beautiful Miss Nicole Nuaz, formerly known as the motherfucking Zorlin Nikki.
Hey, y'all. What's good?
Miss Nicole Nuaz, would you like to introduce yourself? Who are you?
Yes, I am Nicole Nuaz, formerly known, also known as Darling Nikki. I don't know, pro-black porn extraordinaire.
Y'all don't understand. This is eliteness, okay? I'm going to fangirl for a second because this is like top tier, like eliteness. Like, I know you know that you are fucking fire, but like fucking fire, okay? Amazing. So first of all, if you don't know who Darling Nikki is, I don't know why you've been under a rock, but get the fuck out of this rock and look up Darling Nikki. And just be excited for me that I am sitting 3 feet away from Miss Darling. Sitting real close to Miss Darling Nikki, y'all. Okay, that's me fangirling. So who is Darling Nikki? And like, what is your like origin story? Like, how did Darling Nikki even come about in the first place?
So Darling Nikki is like my sexual prowess, fun, explorative persona. I actually like was doing some research into Prince. I had found out that we share the same birthday. And the more that I learned about him, the more that I looked through his discography, I came across the song Darling Nikki.
Okay. Oh.
And like, of course, the first three like verses in, I'm like, oh, he's definitely talking about me. Like,
Prince was nasty.
Yeah.
Prince was first of all, Prince was fucking. Yeah. There's no way he was not.
Okay. That good shit.
That good, and then cookie breakfast in the morning type shit. That's what I like to hear about. So before we even get into the episode, based on what you know about the fun sexual, or hearing the word fun sexual, what would you think that the definition of the word means?
Fun sexual, a person who is open to enjoying sexual activities in safe spaces. With community.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. I didn't want to like limit myself in my sex life. I didn't want to limit myself to like based on the way somebody's body, you know, looks or how they identify or the sex that they have, like limit myself from being able to like enjoy people. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't know what that means that I am. I'm like, maybe I'm pansexual, but I was like, I just want to have fun. I want to just be fun sexual. So it caught on and I really should probably be trying to like trademark this at some point.
Yeah.
That'd probably be a responsible thing to do.
Like, put that right up there with, like, the demisexuals,
you know,
the sapiosexuals.
I am finding new words. I'm very open-minded, but there's new, like, words and terms and phrases, and I feel like I'm, like, constantly on this journey of learning because there's so much to learn and so much to unlearn and so much to, like, relearn. So, I mean, if we could throw fun sexual right up in the dictionary, if we got bootylicious, I feel like fun sexual could definitely be in there. So I'm definitely going to work on that. So I know that you are now formerly known as Miss Darling Nikki. So who is Nicole Nuaz? What differentiates Nicole Nuaz from Darling Nikki?
So Nicole Nuaz is like as close to my real actual self as I can get while also like still protecting my identity. Mm-hmm. but it's definitely the more loving me, the more spiritual me.
It's funny that you say that because from your content, I always got like spiritual and loving. Like it was always like fun. It was always playful. But I definitely always got that. So if this is the more loving and the more spiritual you, I'm really excited to see what this journey is going to be and how that's going to like unfold for you. That'd be super dope to like watch. I was talking to a friend a couple months ago in Mexico. She does content creation as well, and she was saying like, if you're going to get into content creation, you have to find your niche and like kind of stick to that. That's how, if you jump around too much, it makes it hard for people to want to like follow you. So other than being beautiful, other than having an amazing smile, what was like your what would you say your niche was as a content creator?
I think it was like connecting with my audience and being as authentically myself as I could. I am always trying to find out how I can help or assist people better, especially those that support me. So I've had a lot of conversations on like my OnlyFans about things that people are experiencing either in their like personal lives and
Okay,
stuff.
therapist.
Yeah, and I'm like, how can I create content that would not only entertain you but also benefit you? And that's what I kind of did there.
That is awesome. That was awesome. I've been trying to like I was like, all right, I'm gonna get into concentration. I'm like, what is gonna be my niche? And I was like, I still haven't quite figured that out. And I was like, I'm gonna hold off on going full throttle until I figure out what the fuck I wanna do because I have no fucking idea. There's so much out there, there's so many options, but I know that whatever it is, I want it to be like real shit. Like I'm tired of seeing fake porn. Like it doesn't even arouse me anymore to see fake porn. Like I want to see some real sexy shit. That's why like I prefer couples porn over anything because I like two people that actually know how to make each other come. That's my
And
fucking
the
jam.
connection, the intimacy.
Yes, and then even following along and watching these people is like you're on the journey with them. It's like you're really a part of their like sex, and that I like that shit. I like it. It's like a virtual threesome, and I'm all about
Ooh, I feel
that.
that. I feel that.
If you had to give this chapter of your life a title, what would this title, what would this chapter be called?
I like that one. I've thought about this too. Like even Prince has gone through like his stages and his, I guess, transformations, transitions. I would call this the homecoming. Yeah.
Yes, we love to
Yeah.
see
I
it.
feel like this part is like me getting back to me.
Beautiful. I know you kind of like semi-retired a few months ago, and then now you're like officially retired. So what made you kind of semi-retire and then come back and then officially retire? What was that part of it?
I think I'm like chilling in the semi. And I think it's because I will always enjoy filmmaking. I have a lot of friends who just they just do this stuff. And as you know, like when
It's
you
hard to get
have
out of
friends,
it.
yeah, when you have friends in the lifestyle, it's like who knows? Like I might just be coming over to chill and like things might end up happening because we're friends and we have that type of relationship. And I'm always here to support my friends and let them use me however they need to use me. So yeah, I think when it comes to like personal projects and like my own artistic endeavors, I always want to keep myself open and available to being able to create in that space.
So are you even in your retirement? Are you still, first of all, what top percentage are you on OnlyFans?
I'm at like 1%.
1%. And so even in your retirement, you still maintain that?
I've been like 2% for like maybe the for
That's
10
a flex.
years.
I love to see
It's
it.
cool, it's chill, you
That's
know?
it's steady income. All money spends. So I like it. All the money spends. I know that you recently moved to, you're in Texas now, right?
Yeah, I'm in Houston.
What made you not go to Vegas with I feel like all of the other
Ooh,
content creators are in Vegas and that's like the
the
spot.
desert. The desert. Yeah, I mean, Vegas is cool. I think what it really is the environment. There's a lot of sexual energy out in Vegas, period. Like, I remember visiting for the first time and literally like feeling it.
I felt when I was the two times that I went there, both times I was like, it's hot as a bitch. That
Yeah.
was all I could think is it's hot and my skin is so dry. How can anybody live here? So I didn't feel sexual energy at all. At all. I felt dehydration.
But yeah, I think I kind of knew what I wanted to do. And Houston, there's no state.
Okay.
So as far as OnlyFans money goes, you know, the more you make, the more you pay. So I was kind of like, yeah, why not move there, save a little money? Rent is cheaper, and then run it up, see where the hell I want to go next.
How are you dealing with like the heat? Because Texas is hot as shit too.
I love the heat.
Really?
I honestly love it. Everywhere they have pools.
Okay. I'm not mad at that at all. Did you get into content creation during the pandemic? Were you in that wave of like creators?
I would say I started maybe like a year before the pandemic hit, but having that time off and then having everybody online definitely helped my stuff out. Yeah.
That's fucking amazing. Like I part of me is like, damn, I missed the ship on that one. I definitely missed the fucking bag because I was sitting at home bored as hell. I was like, damn, I was over here on a house party and giving free shows. Free shows. Y'all niggas should have been paying me. Y'all niggas should have been
party.
paying
Let
me.
me find out.
It was a mess. But why did you, what is the cause of the like the official like I'm leaving content creation. What was that moment for you that said I want to work on my other personal project?
I realized that, like, I only got this big in content creation because I gave it my all. And I felt like I owed this new business endeavor the same, like, attention. So I was just like, as much as I probably could do the both, which I
It's hard.
sort of am, you know? But like, I was like, this deserves my time and attention, and it deserves the same, like, persistence that I gave my other stuff, and I want to see it grow.
So what is this? You said this deserves my all. What is this?
So this is like my sex coaching, sex education, sexual embodiment coaching.
And what does that look like? Is that like a virtual thing? Are you offering like courses and classes? Are you doing couples things? Is it in person? Is it retreat? Like what does that look like?
It's all encompassing.
Yes.
Definitely, I have some clients now, just with like sex coaching, working on some workshops and events. But I honestly think like my first big contribution is gonna be back to the sex worker community. I'm like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all the relationships and friendships that I've made, in the industry. So
Yes.
I definitely want to give.
What have you, through the sex coaching process, have you learned anything about yourself that has surprised you?
There's a real, like, I feel like I have a real talent for this
You do.
stuff.
And it always looks so like just natural. Like you always look like
Yeah.
you're not even like trying to like you're just
Yeah.
in the space, existing in the space, and it fucking works. Like that's what people wish for it,
Yeah.
so.
I think, like, how we approach sex and how we feel about sex. I've always had such a positive and like free outlook, and I assumed everyone did because we all talk about it, because we're all interested in it. But there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of trauma, there's a lot of hurt and
Shame.
yeah, shame definitely around it. And what I've learned is in me sharing my experiences and my journey, people have been able to either live vicariously through me, or they've been able to like learn things and apply them to their own journeys.
What is a sex like coaching session look like? How long does that run? And are you like giving people like homework assignments that they have to come back or like what is that?
Yeah, so it is definitely a process and a journey, that I encourage my clients to take. It can look, it's like I do virtual, or if they're in the area, we can set up sessions. A lot of it is meditation based.
I was going to ask, is
A
there
lot of
any
it is
meditation
meditation
practitioner there?
based.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think like sometimes when people hear about it, oh, sex coaching, oh, how can I become a better sex partner, and how can I learn how to fuck better? And it's like, but in order to do that, like, you have to be there in your body, in your mind. You have to be present in order to show up for another partner, you know? So a lot of it is meditation based, but then we get into like the fun stuff where we get to play around and we get to explore and figure out what we like and what our partner is like. And yeah.
I'm glad you said that because that is a perfect segue into the, well, I mean, this is an icebreaker, but I feel like we already broke the ice. We're going to play a little game. So I am going to give you 30 seconds, setting my timer right now, and you have to give all of the words in 30 seconds that you can think of for masturbation. Words or phrases for masturbation. Okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Ready? Go.
Playing with myself, flicking the bean, coloring, humping, hunching, alone time, happy time, quiet time, time to myself. Ooh. Masturbating. Self-love. Yeah.
I think that was 12. You got 12 words. I was good. There's so many like phrases. I was looking them up and somebody's like, doodling your Skittle. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Flicking the bean is it for me.
I like flicking the bean. It's always cute. There's this little gif and it's like somebody just literally like flicking a little bean. Yeah. I love just seeing that thing. All right. So at what point did you like realize that you were successful in what you were doing? What was the moment that said like, yo, I made it. I'm doing this.
I honestly think when it was like I started to attract the attention of like mainstream porn production companies or like
have you worked with mainstream porn production companies? I feel like you're like a solo agent.
Yeah, okay. I'm super independent and Black Touch is the only like production porn.
Shout out to Black Touch because their work is fucking phenomenal.
Don't sleep.
Fucking amazing.
But other than that,
you're doing the pleasure portraits, right? With them? Are you working on that project?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, me and Brian, we go back and forth a lot. I work on the Twitter page.
Okay.
All that stuff.
My pleasure portrait is somewhere in that, whatever the folder is, I did one. So it's somewhere in there eventually. Ooh, that was fun. But Black Touch is really dope. I've talked about them several times. If you haven't already checked out their work, like definitely check out their work.
Best black erotica out.
It is sex the way like sex feels like it's happening. It is not that raunchy, gross, uncomfortable porn. It's like really just like sexy, authentic porn. It's just check it out. Just check it out. So just kind of want to switch gears a little bit. Do you in your content creation career, did you also do like custom clips?
Yeah, sometimes.
And so have you ever gotten any like requests that were like, this is ridiculous?
Yeah, definitely.
What are some of like the wilder or like extreme things that you got requested?
Sometimes people want, like, for me, it has to be something I'm willing to do. It has to be something that I want to do. So I've gotten things like, oh yeah, have sex with this dog penis dildo. And it's like... No, I'm not really interested in that. Or, you know, make this weird face and blow air out of your mouth. And it's just like, it sounds easy, but do I really want to do that for you? You know? So, yeah, those are.
Can I be authentic in that? Or am I really going to be questioning what I'm doing? Very fair. Very fair. Do you consider yourself kinky?
Definitely.
What would you say are some of your like kinks?
So I'm really into humiliation.
Really?
Yeah, like
being humiliated or doing the humiliating?
Being humiliated.
Really?
Yeah.
I never got that from you at all.
So I feel like because in everybody's eyes, like I'm perfect, I like desire being treated like I'm imperfect and like I like being affirmed in knowing that I can't do everything perfectly because I can be a perfectionist sometimes. So, yeah, that's what I get out of being humiliated.
So is that something that you participate in your, like, life outside of your work? It's humiliating. There's a range when it comes to, like, humiliation.
I would say mostly just in a sexual sense, in, like, words, some kinds of like BDSM play. But other than that, I haven't really explored it too much,
Okay.
but it's definitely like the
That's a
point there.
shocker to me because I'm like, I did
Yeah. Oh
not
yeah.
see
Believe me. Believe me, please.
that. Believe you.
But I think everybody just sees me in this way, and it's like,
Because you're fucking adorable.
yeah, but
Like,
like also like call me dirty, you know? Like it's cool.
that's what I was like. I was like, I when I was kind of like putting together this outline, I was like, I don't know what her niche is. I was like, it's like adorable, but it's not like age play. It's not like baby girly. It's just like fucking cute.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. Like, it's really fucking cute. So I was like, maybe that's her niche, just being cute as shit. I don't know. I don't know. So I think a lot of people are like really intrigued by like when you are a content creator. How much of your time is actually spent doing like content creation and editing? How much is your free time? Like, how much free time do you have? Because I know when I went to Mexico, I met a woman who was like 2%, top 2% on OnlyFans. And she was like, in my life. And we were just like at the club. Then we went to a pool. Then we went to a bar. And I'm like, so at what point are you like making content or like editing or working? She was like, not as often as you would probably think. And I was like, bitch, teach the game. So like, how much of your time was actually spent like doing content creation and like actively working on that work?
I would honestly personally say a lot of my time is
Okay.
like, I remember when I first started out, I was doing like one video a day.
Fuck.
It's like 5 days a week just to build up a solid library so that when people subscribed, they had content to watch throughout a month and then still more content so that they had to subscribe for another month. And then two, now that content creation is literally like everywhere. Like it doesn't matter what you do, you have to be a content creator to get your stuff out there. So like navigating like what now I have to take IG safe pictures in addition to the nude pictures, in addition to the video content. And yeah, even with like the rise of Reels and TikToks, it's like different forms of media that you now have to create. So
TikTok is absolutely ridiculous. Everything I've tried TikTok at least 3 or 4 times now, and every time I've gotten taken off, and I'm like, I don't even show nothing. Like, you have to be careful with your words. TikTok is just, it's way too much like filtering. Instagram is kind of getting the same
It's
way,
the
where it's just
same,
like
yeah.
exhausting. Has your Instagram ever gotten taken down?
It's never been taken down. I've gotten plenty of like warnings and removals. I like recently got a removal on a post I did about disassociating during sex. And I'm like, this is literally sex education. There's no pictures in here.
They're
It's
getting
all
a little bit
words.
extra at this
I'm
point.
like, dang.
I had a video. I was looking for it actually today of a toy that I had, and it's a bullet. It's like two bullets connected by like a little tether kind of thing, and that got taken down. I'm like, it's not even shaped like a dick. Like, it's just
Right.
a toy.
It's a
So
toy, yeah.
it's getting a
Ooh,
little frustrating.
child.
It's getting very, very hard for the content creators out here. How can people make sex fun?
I think by approaching it from a fun standpoint, like sex doesn't have to be a place to show off. Sex doesn't have to be a performance. Sex is really like how adults fuck around and play, you know? Like we're grown now. Like we're not going to the park. We're not playing booty tag. Like we're touching butts in
The
the
floor is
club. We're
lava.
letting people know that we're into them, that we want to have sex. And I think as long as we keep that playfulness, yeah, you can totally have sex. Growl, like be primal, role play.
Humiliate somebody sometimes.
Please.
So what role does sex play in your life now?
Ooh. It plays a very interesting role because I don't have a lot of sex right now. Especially because I'm leaving out of the entertainment space. So sex has mostly been with myself. And I'm loving that because I'm like still learning new things about my body and like realizing why it does the things that it does when it does the things that it does. And then also like how it can do more.
Like what? You gave the more with the eyes. I'm like, so, what's like, more?
So definitely with this new sex coaching stuff, I've been able to do research and learn a whole bunch of different exercises and techniques. So like,
are we talking like tantra?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So like breathing techniques or incorporating more like pelvic floor muscle contraction movements. Yeah, it's been nice.
I think I want to take a course or a lesson or a class or something like that, because I feel like that would be, I'm trying to level up my sex. Like I don't know what I'm looking for in sex right now, but I definitely want it to, like, whatever is like the next level of sex, I'm ready for whatever that
ooh,
is.
Ooh, yeah. I think it's definitely like the incorporation or encouragement of more intimacy.
See, that's where I be fucking up.
Ooh.
That's where I fuck up. I've learned about myself that I kind of, to some degree, like, I run away from intimacy. When things get a little too intimate, I'm like, now I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so that's something I've been leaning into, even just in the smallest ways of, like, when I'm at play parties and stuff like that. Even outside of play parties with my family, I'm a lot more touchy-feely than I've ever been in my life. I'm very, like, cuddly. I'm always with my mom and always throwing my head in her lap and making her rub me. Or I'm, like, laying up with my sister who doesn't really like. She acts like she hates it, but I know that she secretly loves it. But, like, I'm getting more, like, touchy-feely and just getting more, like, I don't know, intimate and trying to connect with people in the ways that I used to, like, run away from.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, you know, once I get to that place and am with people who are open and receptive to that, I feel like then I will be able to really level sex up to whatever the fuck the next level is, which I'm very excited about because I want that mind-blowing, earth-shattering sex. And I feel like I haven't reached that point yet.
That's all you're missing.
Once I reach that mind-blowing, earth-shattering, need this, love this, gotta have, because sex is fun. Don't get me wrong. Sex is, feels good. It feels great. But I know that it can feel better. When I reach that, I'm locking myself in a room. And y'all might not see me for a while, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's definitely okay. So we are going to move into the Let Me Put You On segment. And I figured you would be the perfect person for this because when your body is important to your work, you tend to take just different care of it. You tend to take better care of it. And so I asked Miss Nikki, Miss Nicole Nawaz, to put us on to one or some of your favorite vaginal care just products and like what that routine looks like for you.
So I would say like probiotics, one.
Like yogurt?
I would say like a supplement.
Okay.
Yeah, so I hear a lot of girls and see a lot of girls talk about boric acid on the timeline and all that stuff. You know, sperm messes up your pH balance. We all know certain toys as well can do the same thing. But probiotics are definitely like that daily multivitamin supplement that like keeps your pH balance. Like,
noted.
I feel like the boric acid is the treatment for the symptom. And then the probiotics is like what's actually going to help you just level out that balance.
Talking about, I have the probiotic yogurts and stuff like that. I'm like, I heard that they're good, but I'm like, are they actually doing much of anything? I don't.
Because it's like 30, like the probiotics I take are like, I don't know if they're like 30 billion or like 300 billion. And I'm like, you can only put so much in yogurt, you know?
Is that a daily thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would say the next one is my cup. Like my menstrual cup.
Okay.
I love it.
Which brand do you use?
Cora. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. I feel like it's reduced my cramps. Mm-hmm. It connects me more with my body in a way. Because it's like, I could be grossed out by it. But like, I have to do this, so, you know, just get familiar with it.
Are you, like, squeamish for, like, blood?
A little bit.
Okay. I started using a cup probably, like, almost 2 years ago now. I started using a cup, and then I've switched from the cup to period panties, which I love. Yes. Like, I was grossed out by the idea, but period panties are amazing because I got to a point where I was, like, I remember I was on my period one day and I was like, I do not feel like shoving anything inside of me right now. I cannot do a tampon. I cannot do a – I just couldn't bring myself to do it. And I was like, I'm ready to just sit on some tissue and just bleed. And I was like, okay, time to order like period panties and just switch up the thing. And
free
I think it's
bleeding is like some radical shit, and it shouldn't be radical. It should be really normal.
I wish it was, yeah. But like, what you gonna do with the mess then?
No, I mean like in the period panties. Okay, yes. Yeah, where it's like you're just.
I hear free bleeding. I think like got.
Oh no! let's be real.
I'm not that liberal. Not quite there
but
yet.
But yeah,
period panties are the fucking bomb. So we got probiotics. We have the menstrual cup. Did you want to share any other products for the let me put y'all on? We're trying to get your coochies right, y'all. If your coochie is amazing and beautiful and amazing, all the things the way it is. But we can all switch up our routines and try something different.
I would say the last one is lube. Like, I have this one lube I use called Coconu.
Coconu. Is it a clear lube? Is it like a...
It's kind of like milky white. Okay.
I like the milky white.
But yeah, they look good. Yeah, it's kind of milky white. But I love it.
For sex in general or just like even like moisturizing?
I use it mostly for solo play.
Checking that out. Definitely checking that out. So that was the Let Me Put Y'all On segment. Now, have you tried any of the supplements like the maca roots of the world or the ashwagandhas, the shatavaris and all that stuff? Have you tried those different things?
I've tried maca and I've tried ashwagandha before.
And do you feel, do you feel like they actually did anything different for you?
I take psychedelics. So like,
same! I was like, I should microdose today. And I was like,
I take psychedelics. You're working. And honestly, like, I feel like that is the ultimate supplement. Or sexual supplement.
I agree. I am on the shrooms bandwagon. I don't give a... Psilocybin is my jam. Yeah. I talk about it all the time. My best sex is always shroom sex.
Yeah.
Even if it's a microdose. Whether it's a full dose or a microdose. My best sex is always shroom sex. I'm so glad that we're on this topic. Let's go there. What is your, like, experience with psychedelic sex? Like, what is that... What does it do for you?
It just allows me to feel, and like feel deeply. I'm very much more aware of my body and breathing when I'm like,
I feel like I'm less aware of my breathing. I'm so in my body that I can't even think about breath. It's so good. I always talk about my first shrooms trip was also top three best sex I have ever had in my life. And in my life, it was fucking amazing. Every time I think about it, I get re-excited. And I've told this story a million times and I'm going to tell it again because it was so good. It was a perfect time. It was with the perfect people. I had rented a cabin in the Poconos with 9 of my kinky friends. And we just spent the weekend there. And I did my shrooms and I took a nap because they were like, it's going to take a little while to kick. And I was like, well, I'm tired. I'm going to take a nap. And then when I woke up from my nap, like all of the colors were like really, really bright. And I was kind of freaking out because it was like one window looked really dark and one window was really light. And I was like, is it daytime or nighttime? Did I oversleep? I couldn't quite figure that out. But then I just knew like I needed to be in something bright. So I'm going through my bag and I found like the brightest neon pink lingerie. And as I'm putting it on and I'm feeling
everything.
Yes, it was so good. The young lady that I was dating at the time was standing like in the doorway and watching me. And I was like, come on in. So she came in. And she had this glass dildo that she had been wanting to use. And I was like, okay, let's use this glass dildo. So we're playing around. She uses the glass dildo. Then another person came upstairs. We had like an open door policy. So if the door was open, you could come in and play or whatever. So another person came in and he was watching us. And I was like, come on in. So he came in. So now it's all three of us playing. And then all I remember is she was fucking me with the strap. I'm like bent over and she's fucking me with the strap. And I'm like sucking his dick. And you know how like shrooms give you that like slick,
yes,
slimy spit.
Everything is just
expelling
so
from
wet.
Your body.
Yes.
It's like your nose is running, your eyes,
this
your mouth,
why
your coochie.
I say, like, this is a female Viagra.
It is amazing. And I'm so glad that it took me, I don't want to say that, but it kind of took me a long time to like get into psychedelics. I was very like, if it's not weed, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
And now I think my kinky friends being as open-minded, they do all the different types of drugs and things that there are out there. One of my friends kind of like, you know, try to suggest it. And I was like, well, she suggested it. And she was like, just try it. And I did it. And I am extremely happy for it. But mouth. It was just like the saliva, the thick saliva spit.
Everything wet.
Everything is just wet and amazing. I'm trying to tell y'all. I don't know if I should be encouraging people to do drugs, but like it's not. I don't feel
it's
like
not
it's
drugs.
Not a drug.
It's not drugs.
It's straight from the earth. It's amazing. It's the best sex you will ever have. Like all I can think of that moment is like it was the best everything in one moment. Everything felt good. Like I love sucking dick, but like I've never. The only time I can I how can I explain? I felt like the sensations that I also feel in my vagina, I was feeling in my mouth as his like dick is like going down my throat. It was just like I felt the connection.
And there really is a connection. Like
between your throat and your coochie?
Yeah, there's a direct connection. We talk about this in like sex coaching where it's like as above, so below. So if your esophagus and your throat is open, then your vagina is open. You know how when women are giving birth, they ask you, they tell you, like, moan, like, be vocal as you're pushing because the more open your throat is, the more open.
I need to do some research on this. I need to do some experimentation because that sounds fucking fire. That is awesome. I actually was talking to somebody recently about, there was an article I saw on Instagram that said, they're encouraging women to like masturbate while they're in labor because it's supposed to like help you, you know, help your body expand and help you like push this baby out. And I was like, why haven't we been like throwing this practice into use for a long time? And then there were other people like, well, I would love to do that, but then I would have to crop out the pictures of my vibrator and like my labor pictures. And I'm like, why? Why are you taking that out? Like this was
vibrators
a part of your...
Vibrators were like first, the wand was a medical tool. Like...
Do not crop it out. Like I think that the idea of that is beautiful, but I think we're also in a really amazing time of being able to incorporate sex into different parts of our life and it being less taboo. I'm very excited about just what this journey, even these last like 2 years and all of the sex education, all of the sex educators that are actually doing the work. I'm really excited to see where it's going to take us by the time, like I want to have kids. So by the time I have kids and what they are learning about sex and sex education and stuff in school, I think it's a beautiful journey. So Miss Nicole Nawaz is selling some, if you want to, I ordered a t-shirt because I was like really excited.
Thank you.
Yes. Obviously I do have great taste. So I have you want to tell people what you're selling? I'm about to open this up.
Yeah. So I had some, I guess some like fan shirts I made while I was entertaining.
Look at my shirt, y'all. Yeah, okay.
Coochie out.
Coochie out. Fat Mom said hello. Yeah. I love it. I'm going to have to bleep this out on YouTube, but it's okay.
Right.
I'm really fucking excited to wear the shirt.
Yeah. There's like a little QR code on the arm. Like people could scan it.
What does it take you to?
I think it takes you to my Popple, which is actually, I got you one of those too. It's like a little thing that people can tap on their phones and you can transfer like a digital business card.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And I got some stickers too. Oh, this is exciting. This is exciting. And I got a lighter. Look at this. I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. So what can we expect to see? Are you going to use your sex coaching practices? Is that going to be something that you're going to create content out of as well? Like, what can we expect to see upcoming? What things do you have coming up that you want to share?
Definitely, you'll see some content. I literally, I can't get away from it, unfortunately. But yeah, you'll definitely see some content coming out of what I do, what sex coaching actually looks like. And then of course some in-person things like workshops, classes.
Now we are going to move on to the playlist. What is the playlist? It is a list of songs to play to. Check it out on Spotify and Apple Music. You can also check out the link in my bio to listen to the playlist. It's like an hour and a half of really sexy songs. So Miss Nicole Nawaz is going to add a song to our playlist this week.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get my phone.
Yes.
I actually have like a work playlist.
I like your mushroom phone case. I'm very here for it.
Yeah, I have a work playlist that I specifically curated for my touch session. gonna add Touch Me by Victoria Monet.
Touch Me by Victoria Monet. I don't know that song, but I'm very excited to check it out. And y'all should as well. I gave y'all a whole list of songs to play with every play with play to. Every week we add a song or two to the Fun Sexual playlist, so definitely check that out. And before we head out, there's a few things I want to do. One, where can people find you? Where can people support you? How can people support you? Anything that you have coming up that you want to plug? Do all that stuff right now.
Okay, so of course, always appreciate the support on OnlyFans.com/darlingNikki. You can find me on my website, Nicole Nawaz, NAWAZ.com. I'm also on Insta at Nicole underscore Nawaz and Twitter at XDarlingNikki.
The plugs, and we are going to send this episode off with an affirmation.
You are your most valuable asset.
Ooh, I like that. Thank you so much for coming here and spending the time on the
Thank
couch
you,
with me.
Matt.
This was a really great episode. Your energy is just beautiful. Just being in your presence, you radiate your authentic self, and it's really nice and refreshing to be around.
Can we hug?
Yes. You are amazing. You are
Yes. Thank you
amazing.
so much for having
I will
me.
also say, I asked you, like, what is the point that you, like, realize that you made it? This is one of those, like, defining moments for me. I'm not gonna fangirl,
You
but,
made
like,
it.
this
You
is
did
this
this.
is yeah.
You did
I'm
that.
trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
This is
You
one of those.
doing.
This
You
is one of those
doing.
defining moments. So that's it, y'all. Thank you for checking out this episode of the Fun Sexual Podcast. Again, it is me, your girl, Magistry, all three of my wives. You can find me at The Fun Sexual on Instagram and on Twitter. You can also find me on YouTube at The Fun, or not at The Fun Sexual. Look up YouTube, The Fun Sexual Podcast. You will find me somewhere there. But the best way to find me is the links in my bio on Instagram. And so with that being said, we're going to peace it on out. Bye.